We have a temptation to try to modernize the church.
Fasting and mortification and penances, they're not outdated.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday after Ash Wednesday.
And it's nice to see you. Thanks for coming back. You know, we're going to continue sharing with you what stands out to us and why in the readings from In Conversation with God with Father Fernandez. I think, Janelle, you're going first.
Sure. A Christianity from which we try to remove the cross of voluntary mortification and penance under the pretext that these practices are the remains of the Dark Ages or of an outworn medieval era, quite inappropriate for modern humanistic age, would be an insipid Christianity, a Christianity in name only. It would not have kept intact the doctrine of the Gospels, nor would it serve to induce men to follow in Christ's footsteps.
Amen.
Okay. So what I find really interesting about that is I think often we have a temptation to try to modernize the church and to try to eliminate all the things that are difficult and hard and, you know, maybe awkward. You know, even when you think about the Stations of the Cross and Jesus, like, being pierced with the thorns and, you know, how gruesome his crucifixion was, sometimes we kind of just like to skim over it and make it kind of a more nice, flowery story. But what we're being told here is that actually, this time of Lent, without it, it doesn't encourage people to follow Christ. And so I think really we need to, when we're in this time of Lent, like all of our actions, this is a different time than any other time during the year. So whether you're hosting someone or whether you're going to someone else's, like we shouldn't be, you know, celebrating as though it's already Easter. Like it's not. It's Lent. We are supposed to be doing mortifications and penances.
And some of these disciplines that the church encourages us, like fasting and mortification and penances, they're not outdated. They're guided, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's the discipline of the church. And what has happened is the world has descended into a dark age, not the church. Her disciplines are timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Lent is timeless. Repentance is timeless. Jesus is timeless. Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me actually of something that I heard in the homily this past Sunday about how the world is to conform itself to the church, not the other way around, where the church conforms itself to the world. And he said to all, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
But the world's got this one backwards, right? The world will say, if you want a life of joy and a life of peace, let him not deny himself, but let him indulge himself. Mm-hmm. Let him not pick up the cross. Let him avoid every unnecessary suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Let him not follow Jesus on the way, but let him follow his own impulses in every situation in life, and then you will be happy. Friends, that leads to hell.
Period.
It does. Jesus is our Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And we have to rein in our passions, which tend to lead us away from Christ than to Christ. And Lent is a beautiful time to check the heart and ask ourselves, do we have disordered passions and desires in our life?
Mm-hmm.
Then let's mortify them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there with you. I have disorder in my life. I have disordered passions in my life. And I need a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. I don't know about you, but I feel helpless sometimes with my life. I want to do good, but I don't do good. Mm-hmm. I feel that happens all the time. And so I say, Lord, save me.
Mm-hmm. And we get ourselves into confession.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I was thinking of was Our Lady of Fatima. You know, one of the main messages of Fatima were all about doing penance and reparation for sin. And the thing is, who was she speaking this message to? It was to three little children. And so if this message was good for children, it is surely appropriate for adults. There's no progress in the interior life without a spirit of sacrifice and mortification. So I know a lot of us don't like to mortify ourselves. And really, even the word mortify, like, I feel like it's not common language. Like, last year we did our Lenten series all with St. Alphonsus. He got us very familiarized with that word. So I feel like now it's normal. It's to do penance and acts of mortification. That is part of the Christian life if we want to grow in holiness.
Mm-hmm. But why is it necessary? Because we have an inclination to sin. We don't naturally follow Jesus. That's part of our fallen nature. It's concupiscence. So we have a tendency to drift away from God than to God. The drift of the human condition is not towards heaven. It is towards hell. The starting point of humanity is damnation. And so to recognize that, the heart drifts away from God to God, the desires, the imagination, the intellect, the will. So we have to catch those desires, detach them from the world, and by doing so, attach them onto Jesus. So necessary. Holiness is not found on a couch. It's found on the cross.
This way is not a sorrowful one, because Christ himself comes to our aid, and in his company there is no room for sadness.
Isn't this the opposite of what we would sometimes expect?
Mm-hmm.
That these sacrifices, these penances that we impose upon ourselves will make us miserable, that there's no room for joy. The consolation comes knowing that Jesus is pleased with this. This is impacting eternity. That I can make reparation for my own sin and for the sin of my family and the world. This brings me joy. Because our penances, what do? It's like we are jumping onto that cross with Jesus. And we're giving him company. I find great consolation knowing that a sacrifice is pleasing to Jesus. If it didn't please Jesus, I think I would be depressed.
You just wouldn't do the sacrifice.
The fact is, there's great meaning, and it impacts eternity.
So sometimes life has its ways of just, you know, having different circumstances that arise that are inconvenient or frustrating. You know, maybe plans are canceled at the last minute, or maybe, you know, someone spills their milk or...
Booby diaper.
Yeah, I was just going to say that one. But the thing is, these, or even like discomfort from cold. Like, I just don't like being cold, really. Like, I wear my moccasins all the time. I don't really like going outside if it's cold.
And just... I get too hot all the time. We got a problem here.
But these are just little minor things. We have to accept these daily pinpricks courageously, offering them to God in a spirit of reparation without complaint. Those mortifications that crop up unexpectedly can help us, if we receive them well, to grow in the spirit of penance that we need so much, and to improve in the virtues of patience, of charity, of understanding, that is to say, in holiness. If we receive our setbacks with a bad spirit, it can cause us to rebel or to become impatient or discouraged. Not accepting the cross, the soul becomes thwarted or inwardly rebellious. This soon appears externally in the form of despondency and bad humor. So I just find this so interesting because, you know, sometimes we really resist those things that are out of our control in terms of circumstance. And it really doesn't bring the best out of me often. I get very frustrated if a child isn't listening to me or, you know, there's a big unexpected mess or, you know.
An eruption of noise.
Yes, yes.
This is the life of parents. Mm-hmm. That's our experience. And I think that's what really speaks to me too. Do I allow these passive mortifications to
mold us?
Or do I rebel against them?
Exactly, so, yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, we need some discipline in the home, but simply because I get agitated by something doesn't mean someone else is doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And even the way that we respond, it can be calm and gentle and respectful.
And I think this is what I recognize in myself. Mm-hmm. I get agitated by little things that really aren't a big deal.
True. Well, I shouldn't say true, like about you. True about me is what I meant.
I'm being mortified right now.
Okay. Many Christians have lost their joy at the end of the day, not because of big reverses, but because they have not known how to sanctify the tiredness caused by work or the little snags and minor frustrations which have arisen during the day.
This just, again, really speaks to me because I feel like this is what I struggle with. With
just the day-to-day stuff.
Just the day-to-day stuff. It's just sometimes it wears on me and I have to realize if it's stealing my joy, it's stealing my peace, I'm unmortified.
Lord, let us mortify ourselves more.
I need this Lent. So what we've been talking about today is more the passive mortifications, those things that just spontaneously happen in our life that we can offer to Jesus to be more conformed to his image and likeness. Tomorrow, we're talking about active mortifications, those things that we choose to do actively in our life to become more like Jesus. So that's tomorrow. Please comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why, and we'll pray the rosary right up there. See you tomorrow.